very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. I didn't want to go to Houston anywhere. Too much traffic, don't you think? Too much sun this time of year. Didn't want to go there anyway. Please say hello to our band, Third Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is the perfect linebacker because he is agile, he is mobile, and he is hostile. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Joe Thomas. Joe, welcome, and thank you for being here. Take the far seat, if you will. Joe Thomas, everybody. Joe, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here, and how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. could have been better, but, you know, I'm all right.
What can you say about that? When you look back on it, what can you say? It's just one of those things, huh? One of those days? They were on, and you guys were kind of off?
Yeah, I mean, it was a terrible day. I mean, it felt like a dream to me, and it went by so quick. Coach McCarthy said it before the game, the game's going to go by quick, and they definitely did.
You know, when you get off to a bad start, both offensively and defensively, against a good team at their place, you are really fighting an uphill battle, are you not?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, in Atlanta, in the Dome, they have the number one offense in the league. It's going to be tough. You know, Matt Ryan, he's on fire right now. They have a great wide receiving core, and their defense has stepped up as well, so we know it's going to be tough.
Joe, let me ask you this, because it seemed like the Green Bay Packers collectively were a step slow in the early going, particularly the first half. Did the lousy day of travel on Saturday, I mean, the guys had a bus down to Milwaukee and fly out of Milwaukee to Atlanta, got in like 3 hours later than they normally do. Could that have had any kind of effect, Joe?
I mean, it could have. I mean, but I don't want to use that as an excuse to why we lost the game. We did get there later. You know, our schedule was kind of skewed. Didn't get the right amount of rest that we normally get, but it still comes down to us playing our game and playing with our fundamentals, and we didn't get that done.
Ironically enough, Joe, one of the stronger parts of the Green Bay Packers game was against one of the stronger parts of the Falcon offense, and that was containing the running game. They have two good backs, and collectively, the Falcons averaged 3.4 a carry. Now, that is good work defensively, and you had, as we're seeing, you had plenty to do with that. Did you feel okay about that end of the game?
I mean, we did some good things in the run game, but they busted a few out for a couple big yardage runs. So, I mean, we did a decent job there, but we still lost the game, so, you know.
Okay, folks, have we talked about the loss to Atlanta enough? There's not a heck of a lot we can do about it now, okay? And it doesn't negate the fact that Jonah's teammates had a remarkable run going from 4-6 to the NFL's Final Four. So let's broaden our conversation, Joe. And I want to broaden it to your season, because you began it as the official dime linebacker, which, folks, is a sub-package generally pointed at the team's, at the opponent's passing attack, you know, a third-down sub-package. And as the season wears on, Joe Thomas takes a role in the nickel package and in the base package, and pretty soon he's playing basically all the time. And the thing I wanted to ask you about, Joe, is that the dime linebacker, now that's into coverage and things like that, but where you also really contributed was in the running game, really getting after the run. And is that just been an underappreciated aspect to your game as a whole?
I wouldn't say underappreciated. I think I just got the opportunity to go out there and show I can really do it. and I took advantage of the opportunity.
Now, there's something about your game also, Joe. There is just, the best way I can put it, is there's some snap, crackle, and pop to it. I mean, when you hit guys, they stay hit. And folks, look at this play here. And downfield, the receiver catches it, and then, oh! I guarantee you, I mean, guys know where you're at.
I mean, I just try to make the strongest tackles possible, you know. This is natural. Yeah. It's not, I can't really explain it.
I think it takes, to be a good hitter, I think it takes athletic ability because it's a lot of coordination.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Now, let me ask you, this is fun because this is rough stuff here. Okay, how much do you weigh? Ballpark figure, Joe. Okay, how much do you weigh? Somewhere in the neighborhood of
227.
Okay, 227, something like that. Okay, we're gonna look at some plays here. And this is Joe's not just watch Joe. Don't follow the ball. Watch him against blockers here. This is Travis Frederick. He's 318. Okay, Frederick is on his rear end right there. Watch Joe against Tyron Smith. Tyron weighs 320. And another guy on his back right there. What's going on with that, Joe Thomas?
It's like sometimes, man, I just feel bigger than what I really am.
He's never learned on the football field. Okay. Okay, so we saw you knocking 300-pounders around. It is really cool when Joe gets somewhat kind of almost his size, okay? And that happened in the Eagle game, and Joe is blitzing, and that running back, that lone running back, is going to try to pick him up. Watch this. Smack. And look at that guy. Totally embarrassed. Do you remember that play, Joe?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That,
now, that's got to be fun to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love going against running backs because we always talk in the linebacker room, you know, if we get a one-on-one opportunity with a running back, we should always win. So I always relish those opportunities going against a running back.
Of course, as I mentioned earlier, all this got started with your ability to cover and be that dime guy and play pass defense. Now, is that something you have learned during your time in the NFL, or is that something you came to Green Bay with? Because as you watch you do it and against big guys like Jason Witten, who gets open against everybody, as you watch you work, it seems like you have a feel for this end of the game.
I think it just comes down to my athletic ability. And coming in the NFL, you know, you learn great fundamentals. That helped me, you know, learn to, you know, cover a little bit better.
Joe, I want to ask you this. What happened that enabled you guys to go from 4-6 to the NFL's Final Four, the NFC Championship game? I can't put my finger on it from the outside. All I know is you guys started collectively playing a whole lot better. What does Joe Thomas think happened?
I just think, you know, we just came together as a team. And the confidence in the locker room never wavered. And, you know, after Aaron Rodgers said, run the table, you know, one of your leaders say that, he has belief in the whole team. We just follow his lead.
Now, Joe, your season, your individual season, was somewhat interrupted by the fact that your dad, Joe Thomas Sr., became the oldest person to play in a Division I football game. Could you talk about that and how you look at it in retrospect?
I always hear him talk. He always talked about, you know, he was such a great athlete back in the day. I just always thought he was blowing smoke, you know. But it just shows that, you know, if you have a dream, you know, you protect that dream and just do you. And don't let anyone, you know, tell you you can't do this or that. Just do it, you know, what you want, I guess.
Really cool thing to do. Really cool thing to do. Thank you, Joe. Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Corey, a special millennial edition. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Corey. And Corey, you ever played any football?
Yep, in high school.
What high school?
Southern Door High School.
What position?
Linebacker.
Class of?
2007.
That makes me old enough to be your great-great-grandpa. Anyway, Corey, if you can execute the football skill Joe's about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. Good deal?
Yeah, sounds good.
Terrific. What are we going to learn, Joe?
We're going to learn a cover two middle read drop.
Cover two, middle read drop. Cool.
Yes, sir. So I'm be the quarterback. Right. You're the linebacker. I mean, you play a linebacker. You know where the middle read is?
Yeah.
Okay. You might need to move up there.
Let me get out of the way.
So I'm just, you know, drop back. You just go into your middle read.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Once I hike the ball, though, it's...
Offside!
Ready to go.
Corey looked like a natural.
Yeah, no doubt.
Maybe an opportunity at training camp next year, Corey?
I'd like it.
Okay, wonderful. He did earn your autograph.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Okay, while Corey is getting Joe's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for this week's segment we like to call In the Huddle. Don't go away, please. Third Truck, welcome back. And as promised, it is time for In the Huddle.
In the Huddle.
Woo! Segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Joe, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Folks, this is my favorite Joe Thomas play from this season, and that is saying something. And Joe, if you would, can you circle where you're at in the defensive alignment?
Right here.
Okay.
Oh, one. Man,
that's perfect. Yeah, there we go. Okay, there's Joe right there. Now I'm going to start things going in this communication stuff that's going on. What kind of stuff are you saying right there?
Right.
Hey, remember, it's a family show. And what kind of stuff is going on?
Where we get an open call, the open call is away from the tight end. That sets the front. Open right. You get an open B gap right here. And then right now what we're doing is we keep communicating with the safeties, which side they're coming down. So I think we went Rob. You see Ha-Ha coming down. So he's going to take that B gap, and we boss away. So
you got every gap covered with Ha-Ha coming down there.
Yeah.
And when you said the B gap, does that mean like, in here for Ha-Ha, he's got that one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, wonderful. None of it's going to matter because Joe's going to make the play anyway. Okay, now, starts right here. What are you reading? When they say, you know, your reads and stuff like that, what are you reading when the ball is snapped?
Well, since it's two backs in the backfield, this fullback creates an extra gap right here. And knowing that Ha-Ha is down on this side, I know I have to stay backside as a cutback player because Jake and Ha-Ha are going to take care of these two gaps that the fullback creates. So I just have to slow down and read.
Kind of be controlled and take care of your business. Let them take care of theirs.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's roll it forward. Okay, and now you find a gap and you see that ball carrier coming. And Joe Thomas is thinking what?
When I'm tackling, I always think about getting my head across and keeping my head up.
Okay. Now, folks, watch this. This is serious business. Okay. Now, you talk about sinking your hips and putting your hat in a guy's chest. I mean, Joe, I mean, when the coaches watch this, they say, that is a perfect form tackle. Get out the clinic tape. We gotta run this. What'd they say?
They ain't boost me like that, you know.
They did.
They said, nice job, Joe. That's all I got.
Well, we got to talk to those guys. Folks, look at this. He puts him in reverse and then dumps him. Is that great stuff? Okay. Now, great job, Joe. It gets even greater. Joe set a new intercollegiate record. Let's go to that other shot. Now, okay, you see Joe right here. You see Joe right there? Okay, watch this. This is the same play. He hits Kadeem Carey, bang, and stop it right there. That is Kadeem Carey's C. He hit the C off his helmet. Can we roll it back one time so you know what we're looking at? Look at that. He knocked the C off the guy's helmet. Bang! Have you ever seen that before? Congratulations, Joe Thomas. Well done. All right, coming up, we'll have questions from Joe from our lively audience here in the Legends Club behind top of the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. All right. Thank you, Third and Short. Joe Thomas, our very, very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
Dave Krause from Roselle.
And Dave,
and
your question. I'm sorry.
Thank the Packers for a great season, and maybe we're not going to the Super Bowl, but neither are the Cowboys. And I guess the question I want to ask you is, who was the toughest guy to bring down?
I guess Ezekiel Elliott, I guess, because he's low to the earth. You know, he's real stocky.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. And your name?
I'm Ashley from Titletown, USA. I would like to know what it felt like the first time you stepped onto the field as a Packer player.
It was overwhelming, really. I was nervous, of course. I come from a small college, so just the crowd and everything. It was overwhelming, but it was very exciting.
All right, next up we have
Bill from Sheboygan.
Bill from Sheboygan, what's your question?
My question, Joe, is if you could make a change to an existing NFL rule, what would it be?
The protection on the quarterbacks. I hate it.
A modest proposal. And your name?
Rose.
And Rose, what's your question?
I just wondered if you could share like a more of a fond memory of the season, something maybe more lighthearted on or off the field.
It's been such a downer so far, Joe. Can you pep us up a little bit?
I'll tell you what. Before each game, Coach McCarthy selects one player to give a pregame speech. And this year they've been some amazing speeches, and I think that's probably the most fun thing I've experienced this season.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thanks to our questioners. Frankie, who asked your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Actually, my favorite question was from Rose, and she gets an official Packer thermometer, so you can see the season heat up next year. Now available at the Packer Pro Shop. Woo!
Coming up. Not only the end of the show, but the end of the season on Packers Live. What will we do? Come back and find out. Thank you, Dirt Short. Welcome back one more time with Joe Thomas. And Joe, how do you start your off season? How does that play out for you?
I kind of look back at the previous season and try to self-scout a little bit, and then I'm out of it. I'm just sleep. It's a lot of sleep, hibernation. That's how I started.
And Joe, how long will it be before you start working? You do take like a month off or something. How long will it be before you start working out and all that jazz again?
I usually take about 2 weeks.
Long, huh?
I mean, not going heavy. You know, not training, you know, heavy, but just, you know, small things, just keeping myself in shape. I might probably be about 2 weeks.
Joe, is the suddenness of the end of the season, doing what you guys do, go to the playoffs, competing for a berth in the Super Bowl, does the suddenness of the end, does that really take some getting used to? Because all of a sudden it's go, go, everything is, everybody's in, and all of a sudden, bang, it's over. Is that hard to get used to?
I think so. Because, you know, coming off last week, we hadn't set up the schedule for going into the Super Bowl, you know. But then when you get on the plane and you hear Matt Klein, you know, giving a new schedule, it's just a total wipe of what you thought was going to happen that following week. I mean, but it's, like you said, it's very sudden. But it's crazy. It's crazy, 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 crazy.
Joe, have a great off season. You got it coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. You have a great off season as well. Hope to see you next year. Bye-bye.